On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
In Johannesburg, a high of 26 degrees, Pretoria 28, and Mahikeng 29 degrees. Electricity and Energy Minister Jose Ntsorama-Kgopa says South Africa is prepared to pay a premium to ensure the multi-billion rand electricity grid expansion boosts industrialization and transformation. Ramakgopa acknowledged industry concerns over the independent transmission project procurement and promised local content stipulations and participation for domestic contractors. He said that pre-qualified bidders will be announced by 15 December, with the formal request for proposals due in 2026.
We are prepared to pay the price and the premium for growing the South African economy. We take a dim view of those who want to undermine our transformation objectives. What we want is genuine industry players. It's important that we don't discredit the program and don't discredit yourselves.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile has reaffirmed the government's commitment to transformative policies, including broad-based black economic empowerment. Mashatile unveiled a 100 billion rand transformation fund and endorsed the National Youth Fund to support black-owned businesses and youth-led enterprises. He urged collaboration across government, private sector and social partners to foster inclusive economic growth.
We can't drop transformative legislation. If there are challenges, we fix. BBBEE is a very important transformative legislation to empower the previously disadvantaged people, and therefore it will be kept. It will be improved to make sure that we empower more and more people.
The second phase of Operation Vulindlela is progressing toward achieving 3.5% economic growth by 2029, despite domestic challenges. The presidency's Rudi Dix highlighted progress in energy, logistics, water, housing, and digital infrastructure. He confirmed that Treasury and departments continue full introduction to boost growth, improve service delivery and attract investment.
If we fully implement and we do it at the speed that we commit to, what would it have on growth, investment and employment? This is important for us to ensure that what we do, what we implement, is and does have an impact on growth and inclusion in our society. All things equal, we are remaining on track and we work towards a 3.5%.
Justice Minister Mamoloko Kubaye says the government is studying the ruling by the Malawian High Court, which overturned a decision to extradite self-proclaimed Prophet Shepherd Bushiri and his wife Mary to South Africa. The High Court in Lilongwe set aside the March order that directed the Bushiris be handed over to South African authorities to face charges of fraud and money laundering. Here's spokesperson Terence Manase.
The Minister of Justice, Mamoloko Kubaye, notes the High Court of Malawi's ruling on the Bushiri case. The minister says South Africa is studying the judgment and will determine the next legal steps once the assessment is complete. The minister also reaffirmed South Africa's commitment to pursuing all legal avenues to ensure justice is served and stressed the importance of continued cooperation with Malawi's judicial authorities.
And at least 9 people were crushed to death after a massive crowd surge at a Hindu temple in southern India today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave his condolences to those who have lost their near and dear ones. Deadly stampedes and crowd crushes are a common occurrence at big Indian gatherings and religious festivals. Visit jacarandafm.com for more on these and other stories. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen. From myself and the news team, stay tuned and enjoy the rest of your weekend.